Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Another blessed day in Christ Jesus. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And I am grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given me the opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us with email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD2MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Glory be to God. So praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank God for all you've been listening. Once again, no matter where you listen to me at, I thank God for you. And hey, wherever you're at, I ask, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, once again, we are grateful for this day that you have blessed us to see and this opportunity to assemble together to hear the word of God. Dear Lord, we don't come before you in pride. We don't come before you in arrogance, haughtiness, high-mindedness, but we come before you in humility, submitting to you, knowing that you are the all-wise one and you are full of all the answers. So, dear Lord, today we ask that your spirit will be here to accompany us on such a journey as we take into the word of God. Father, I pray that everyone that is listening under the sound of my voice to this broadcast, who is seeking your truth, your faith, I pray that they find it. In the name of Jesus, and Lord God, I give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Another blessed day. We are looking at part two, and I think this is the second and final part of this lesson. It is titled False Christ and False Prophets in the End Time. False Christ and False Prophets in the End Time. And our Lord Jesus Christ was giving this warning to his people. You're going to see this. And we have seen the word of God coming to pass, have come to pass, and is coming to pass concerning these false Christs and false prophets that have risen in this end time. And we come to understand, for those of you who are first-time listeners, I want to point you back to part one. And in part one, I mentioned some things to you about not only will I be coming with scriptures from the Bible, but I was coming with scriptures from two other books that are the Word of God also. And if you go back and listen to part one, you will get information on that. Amen. Glory be to God. So I thought I should give you the heads up on that. When you hear me come with some scriptures from another book of the Word of God called The Record of Nephi and the Word of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. So in part one, what we was looking at is and coming to understand what does the word false mean. And we got understanding of that from the Bible Concordance and from the dictionary of Webster Dictionary. And we come to understand that and see that these false prophets and false Christs, we're told by Jesus, will have a degree of success. Success in doing what? In deceiving people. And as the Bible pointed out in Acts 13, they will have a degree of success of turning people away from the truth. We have in this day and time false prophets and they have arisen. People have been led away from the true word of God. into some areas and arenas that is not of God. And the Lord was passing this warning on to his people to let them know that, hey, if you would look in Matthew 24, you notice that Jesus' name, just about all these events that would happen before he returned. And so he was letting us know as believers that while you're waiting for my return, there are going to be things you're going to see and you're going to encounter before I return, okay? And they're not going to be good. They're there for the testing of our faith, but I'm warning you, it's going to be. And so therefore, we're able to say, at least those of us who have been attentive to the word of God and being watchful in this day and time, we are able to truthfully say, Jesus, you are right. Because there have risen false Christs, false prophets in this end time, and it's still more to come, more to rise, that have put off to the people that they are, quote, the anointed one, they are a true representative of Christ, but truthfully, they have been bringing doctrines that they claim to be of Christ, Christian doctrines, when they are doctrines full of errors. This is why it's very important, even if a so-called prophet is giving you something that he says or she says that is of the Lord, that you check it with scripture, okay? If it by any means contradicts what is already written, you can rest assured it is not of God. And the scary thing about it with some people is that some have not had the mind to check. Because to be honest with you, there are some who profess to be believers who do not see the seriousness of learning and feeding upon the word of God. Their mentality is that since I have come into the front door, there's nothing else I need to do. So therefore, I'm good. God's going to handle everything. I can live my own life. If I get in trouble, just holler for him. He's going to run and save me out. And then I'm going to go back to doing what I'm doing. And that's what many have, this mentality of thinking. Now, I want to come with a scripture on this subject from one of these books I told you. It's called The Record of Nephite. And it is another witness to the works of the Lord God, the commandments of God, how he dealt with man. Amen. Remember that the word of God tells us that God's protocol, when you look in Deuteronomy 17, Deuteronomy 19, when you look in Matthew 18, and 2 Corinthians 13, you would notice that the protocol of God is the mouth of two or three witnesses, okay? So the Lord, whatever he does in the earth, whether it is the giving of his commands or his decrees, or whether he is dealt with man or dealing with man, he never does it without having himself witnesses, okay? Now, the Bible is the witness of the commandments of God that he has given to man, his decrees, how he dealt with man, amen, through that Bible. The Bible is the witness of God's dealing with man, his commandments and all that, by way of the Jews, the Jewish believer. This book here, called The Record of Nephite, is also another witness of God dealing with man and his commandments that he have given, amen, and this is through the people called the Nephites, okay? And the third book, which is called The Word of the Lord, is God's witness of dealing with man and his commandments and decrees through the sending of the Elijah, the angel of the Lord. So as I read this, let me read this verse here out of the Record of Nephite that is recorded. And it says here in the Record of Nephite here, the word of God, he says, Jesus says, now we want to understand this, that when Jesus personally talked to the Nephites over here, and that's what the people of God was called over here, He came over here after his resurrection, okay? Now, I know some people can't fathom that, you know, because you got to understand Jesus, you know, has the power to go wherever he wanted to go. Didn't need a horse or a mule. Not talking about after his resurrection. He didn't need that, okay? So he comes to speak something that he have already spoken to the believers in Jerusalem. And this is what he says. He says, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. This is what Jesus said to the Nephites, who once again, it was his sheep that he told the disciples or told the people in John 10 and 16, other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them I must also bring. And this is who he was talking about, the people over here on this continent, the people God known as the Nephites. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And this word he spoke was the same word that was spoken to his sheep over there in Jerusalem. See, this is why I explain to you in God's protocol, his protocol is the mouth of two or three witnesses. And those witnesses agree. You understand that? Amen. And so whatever Jesus spoke to the believers in Jerusalem, he can and will speak the same to people over here on this continent. You understand what I'm saying? If there was any contradiction, you can rest assured it wouldn't have came from the Lord. Because he told us in what, 1 Corinthians 14, that he is the author of peace and not confusion. So if anybody, angel, you know, or any dream you have is giving you a message, and this message contradicts what the Lord has already witnessed to someone else, then you know it's not of the Lord. Amen. If you are given a message, let's just say the Bible, for instance. If you are given a message from another person, you know, or through an angel or in a dream and a vision that contradicts the Bible, the word that is given in the Bible by Jesus Christ, then you can rest assured that it didn't come from Jesus. Now here, Jesus is warning his people over here, the Nephites, like he did his people over there in Jerusalem. He was warning the people that, hey, he said, beware of false prophets. Now, in order for him to give such a warning, he had to be indicating to his people that you're going to encounter them. You're going to come across them. And he said, I want you to beware of them. I want you to be watchful. Be careful. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's go to the Bible. Matthew chapter 7, verse 15. Matthew chapter 7, verse 15. Amen. Matthew chapter 7, verse 15. And this is what Jesus says here in the Word of God. Matthew 7, verse 15, he said, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. So the same word that he gave to the Nephites after his resurrection, over here on this continent, was the same word he had already given to his followers
over in Jerusalem. Amen. If the word would have been to those in Jerusalem to beware of false prophets, but he would have, quote, rose and resurrected and then came over here and tell the Nephites, you ain't got to beware of false prophets, then there would be a very serious problem. But what my Lord is showing, that the word that he has spoken to me, the same word he can speak to you. You understand that? And so there is a warning that he has given to say, beware of false prophets. Amen. And he said, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. Okay? Jesus was telling us about the deception these false prophets were working in. Okay? They set themselves to appear godly to get the godly. Okay? That's why he said, beware of false prophets who come to you what? In sheep clothing. Now, when you think of clothes, that's something to cover you, right? Well, he's telling you that outwardly, and we know when you put clothes on, you don't put no clothes on inside your body. You put your clothes on that fits on the outside. And so, therefore, he's letting you know on the outside, they're going to appear like they're humble as sheep. He said, but inwardly, the inside, they're raving wolves. Well, think about a wolf. One of the things about the wolves is, your wolves carry a murderous spirit. They are bloodthirsty type animals. Okay, you ever seen a wolf kill its prey? It don't just kill it; it rips it to pieces like it gone mad. Okay. Well, Jesus letting you know how these false prophets are within. They're set to want to destroy you. I mean, destroy you completely. Okay. Just like the literal wolf destroys his prey. I mean, he tears his prey up like he really gone mad. You know, y'all already bit the prey and you killed them and it died, but you want to rip them all to smithereens, as they say back in the days. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now, I want to read another scripture from the Record of Nephi again. What was going on among the people over here on this continent. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And I want to turn it to the page here and read to you, glory to God, a testimony of the what was going on over here in this country, on this continent, rather. And I ask that you would give me your undivided attention. Now, this is recorded in this Record of Nephi by one of the servants of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Whose name is Mormon. Now, I know some of you say, he's a Mormon. No, I'm not a Mormon. You say, well, that's what the Mormons be talking about. Well, I want you to understand something. The Mormons took that which was true, and they went to change stuff to fit their, quote, religion. See, the Record of Nephi is the original book that the Lord had to come forth. Okay, and he did use, when this man was humble, Joseph Smith. But Joseph Smith fell off the boat, so to speak. He got lifted in pride, and he started the Mormons. He started Mormonism, and they took the original writings of the Record of Nephi, and they went to changing stuff in it to fit their religion. So when you see they have what is called the Book of Mormon. It is not of God. This record of Nephi is the original and right print of the book that the Lord had to come forth of the Nephites. So I want to let you know that before I go any further. Now, this is what he recorded, Mormon, a servant of the Lord, recorded of what was happening over here in this town, this continent. And he says, and it came to pass that after there had been false Christs and their mouths had been shut and they punished according to their crimes, and after there had been false prophets and false preachers and teachers among the people, and all these having been punished according to their crimes, and after there had been much contentions and many dissensions away unto the Lamanites, behold, it came to pass that King Benjamin, with the assistance of the holy prophets which were among his people, for behold, King Benjamin was a holy man, and he did reign over his people in righteousness. Now, I'm going to stop there. Now, notice that, once again, Mormon recorded there were false Christs, false prophets, and false preachers, even over here in this land. So it wasn't like, and it's not like these false Christs and false preachers, false prophets was going to be in one place. No, we're talking about here on earth. Amen. See, the word that Jesus spoke, even in Matthew, was a word that was to go throughout generations until the final one. You understand what I'm saying? Because, see, some people, they have this thing of saying, oh, that was just back in that day when Jesus said he meant it for back in that day. No, he didn't. Because if he meant it for back in that day, then that means he would have been and came back now. And when you read in Matthew 24, he let you know, and the Son of Man shall come. So he ain't came yet. So that word had to be a word to go throughout generations up to the final one. You understand that? And so false Christ and false prophets, false preachers came in among the people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And they was among the people. And like I told you, the Nephites was known over here to be the people of God. So they was among the people of God. You get that? See, if anybody that Satan really wants to get is a believer, he's not worried about unbelievers. The only time Satan will worry about an unbeliever is when the unbeliever is considering accepting Jesus as Lord. But as long as that unbeliever is not doing that or not making that move to do that, no, he's not worried. Why? Because he already got them. But he really wants a Christian. He really wants to take a Christian down so he can, quote, throw it in God's face. And so you will see, as Jesus said, these false Christs and false prophets would arise up among the people. I'm talking about the people of God. And it is happening even today. Everybody among the people of God is not of the people of God. Do you understand that? And see, people miss that, and they want to apply everybody. Oh, they the church, so every... No, uh-uh. Because, see, when you look at it, the watchmen, who in one sense represent the leadership, have been asleep. We have been asleep. And the enemy was able to come and plant the seed of the tares. So everyone that's claiming to be of God is not of God. And you have some tares among the wheat, and which includes you have some false Christs and false prophets among the true believers. Okay? Hallelujah. And Jesus said, you know, and warned, said, you're going to see these false Christs and false prophets. He said, beware of them. Hallelujah. Let's look at this some more. Let's go to 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter chapter 2, glory to God. Hallelujah. 2 Peter chapter 2. I'm going to let Peter speak to you here. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. Now, look at what Peter says. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. He said, but there were false prophets also among the people. Wow, what, you know, really don't, false prophets shouldn't have no business to be among the people of God, but they were. He said, but there were false prophets among also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately or secretly shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Did you hear that? We got that going on today, people. There are people that's coming among the people of God with all these doctrines that is not of God, and some of God's people just swallowing it up. And instead of it keeping them on the right road to Christ, now they're going on another road away from Christ. Now, there are some believers who, you know, search the word, and they are hearing this, and it's grieving them because they know it's not of God. But they see others in the congregation who's just, once again, drinking it up. Amen. Hallelujah. And these false prophets, or false Christ, is among the people. You know, in the verse before this, verse 1, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 21, he said, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but by holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Now, holy men of God, which would include true prophets, were among the people. But get this, we look at verse 1 and let you know that there was also some false prophets among the people. Not outside the people, but among the people. That's why you got to be careful who you let in the midst. Amen. But see, you look at many churches today, ain't nobody being watchful. When one come up smiling hard and tell you how beautiful your church building looking, oh, y'all dress so nice and so fine, y'all this and that, they smiling, cheesing from ear to ear. We said, well, come on in. Can be the devil the whole time, or Satan using somebody. And that's what happened. And so now today, you have false Christ and false prophets among the people. Amen. You got people who are false, who are claiming to be anointed by God. They are claiming to be representatives of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus told us in Matthew 7, you shall know them by their fruits. Now, some of you say, well, I can't tell right away. Well, understand about fruit. It takes time for fruit to grow on a tree, right? So what does that mean for you? That means you need to sit back and watch. And in time, you will see what fruit is coming from them. See, sometimes we want to rush. And don't get me wrong, sometimes some things are opening up front. But not all the time. See, Satan is cunning. And I'm not trying to glorify him. I'm just letting you know that you're dealing with an enemy that's cunning. Satan is cunning, and he'll try to stay here for so long. But notice I said so long, because Satan cannot hide his true character or nature for long. He can't do that. Because, see, Satan is not nice. That's not his character. He's not good. That's not his character. He's not loving. That's not his character. Okay? And, see, what he does is pretends and fakes and masquerade. But even as he do that, he cannot hold it for long. And some of you under the sound of my voice, you need to hear this. Remember what Jesus said, you will know them by their fruit. You need to sit back and be watchful and see what fruit come from, what you're looking at. Now, some of you may have already got a witness in your spirit, okay, this person's not a God. And that's understandable. Then there's others you're like, well, I'm not certain, I'm not for sure. And they may even doing some things that look like it's godly. But you're not for sure. Well, wait to see what fruit grow on the tree. Amen. I mean, if you got a literal fruit tree in the yard, okay, and you tell me I'm hungry, I need to eat some fruit, and ain't no fruit on the tree, what you gonna do? Go grab the branches, try to eat it? Well, there ain't no fruit. So what you gotta do? You got to wait till the fruit is produced on that tree. Amen. If you know, If somebody gave you information about a tree and they said that's a fruit tree, but I don't know what kind of fruit tree it is, what are you going to do? You're going to wait to see what fruit is produced on that tree. If you don't know what kind of tree it is, you know it's a fruit tree. But let's say you didn't know what kind of fruit tree it is, what's the other thing to do? Wait to see what kind of fruit grow on the tree. Amen. And since Jesus said inwardly they are ravening wolves, that means that what's in is going to eventually come out. You understand that? Because once again, Satan cannot hide his true nature. And those that's operating in his spirit can't hide their true nature. Can't hide it, okay? But see, Jesus tells us to beware of these false prophets. And yeah, these false Christs. And he said that they was going to have a degree of success. They're going to deceive many. They're going to have some degree of success. You just need to make sure it ain't you. Just like I need to make sure it's not me. You understand that? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's go to Matthew chapter 24. Go back to Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. And we're going to look at verse 24. Matthew chapter 24, verse 24. And this is what it says here. We're going to read here Matthew, and then we're going to go to Mark. Now, Matthew 24 and 24 said, "For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." Now keep that in mind. Let's go to Matthew chapter 13. Keep that in mind. Let's go to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13:2. Matthew chapter 13, verse 22. Amen. Matthew chapter 13, verse 22. "And the word of God said, for false Christ and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect." Now, people, I want you to understand something. If there was something in this statement that Jesus made, as we saw Matthew and Mark recorded, that would have me very concerned, is to hear Jesus said that one thing, it's two things he said in there, overall covering the scripture there, that would have me concerned. Number one, he said they're going to show signs and wonders, which means that they're going to have power to do stuff, people. You hear that? And number two, he said, if it were possible. See, that's how power and almost convincing that they're going to be. He said they're going to be showing this to what? To seduce the elect. And he said, if it were possible, hallelujah, they would deceive the elect. That's how almost convincing of the power they're going to display. Now, we know our God work in power. But if you are a person that got to see, quote, the power in Acts first before you believe the word of God, I'm going to tell you something. You're in trouble. You say, well, what do you mean? Well, you say, well, don't God display his power? I say, he sure do. He sure do. But one of the things he require us to do is believe his word. See, you got people who are, you remember when Jesus told them in the Bible, adulterous generation seeketh out a sign. See, you got people that's stuck on signs, okay? They're not going to even believe God. I hate to say this. Some of them is claiming to be his, but they're not going to even believe God unless they have a sign, okay? Some people are stuck on signs. I mean, Jesus can tell them, say, hey, I'm going to give you such thing. They want to know, okay, Lord, you need to show me this first. You need to do this, do that if you're going to do it. They won't take Jesus at his word. Well, see, these false Christs and false prophets, they're going to be studying, analyzing people. See, that's what Satan does, because he done had years of study, man, okay? And if he know that you're the one that you're a type that's fixed on signs and wonders that you got to see it first, then he know that he can manipulate or deceive you. Amen. So if y'all came to a pond or a lake or a river, and one of these false Christs and false prophets come there and wave over the river, and all of a sudden the whole thing dried up, and you going, wow, this gotta be the Lord. All right. And that same one, because remember, false Christs and false prophets is not going to lead you into the true doctrine of Christ. Okay? They're going to preach and teach doctrines that they claim to be Christian, but it's not going to be. Amen. And see, if you're not the type to search the scriptures, it can be trouble for you. Yeah, it can be trouble. And that's what we're looking at in this end time. And this is why so many of these false prophets that have risen now have been successful in deceiving many. Why? Because in the crowd of the many are some of those who what? Who don't even search the scriptures. They don't search the word of God. Okay? So with, you know, just like the Lord told us in 2 Timothy chapter 2, he said, study to show thyself approved. Well, it seemed like to me that some of us as Christians took that scripture and said, oh, he just talking to a particular group. He's not talking to me. Amen. And so some don't study the scripture. And they just go along their everyday routine task. And so the devil sees that and he goes, you know, I can fool him. I can actually manipulate him to doing sin. I can actually manipulate him possibly for working for me. So I'm going to raise up one of my false prophets to go talk a little yang-yang to him. And I know he's going to accept it. Because the only thing I got to have my false prophet to do is to kind of sweeten it up to make it sound almost like it's scripture. Because why? Because I know he's not going to search it up. And so that's how the devil operates through these false Christs and false prophets. Okay? Like I told you before, you got the Pope who's getting up there saying, and the Roman Catholic Church have been saying for years, that their Christ church here on earth, then they said it. The Pope is put in Christ's stead, and he's got all authority and all this stuff. And the same ones, especially this one now, have taken what God called an abomination and has told the people that God participated in making someone abominable. Now, if anything will make you go, wow, as a Christian, that should make you go, wow. And get this. He comes out and said it. I mean, listen, it's sad to say, you know, many of us as Christians, you know, especially the big-time televangelists, you didn't open your mouth. But I remember when they showed this story on TV, I listened to the news crew when they was about to tell about it, and I could hear it in their voice, and like they were surprised. But where were the big televangelists? Those, all the airtime on TV. Where was them when the Pope told this man that? Because I know if the news people showed this, it had to air at least all over the country. And I know that the big televangelists had to have heard about this, if not all of them, at least some of them. And why was nothing said? Because you're going to find some of them, they're going to give in. They're going to give in to these false prophets and false Christ. They're going to side with them. That when these doctrines and teachings that are not of God go forward, you're going to find some of these big televangelists side with them. Now, I know some of y'all are saying, Brother Nate, there you go again. Being far-fetched, you just speaking stuff. Well, this is what I say to those of you that say that. Sit back and watch. And if you are the type that really searches the scripture, I especially say that to you that think I'm being far-fetched, because you're going to hear them start preaching and teaching stuff that is not of God, that contradicts even the Bible that you know. And get ready to put your hand over your mouth because it's going to fly open. As some of these big-time televangelists, the stuff they finna get ready to say to you, whether it's on TV or radio or Facebook or Twitter or whatever, you are finna to be shocked. And you're going to be like, I know they didn't say that. I know they don't believe. Yes, they do. Amen. Because one of these things that these false prophets is going to bring, quote, among them, is the things that their heart wants. Like, for example, you say, what do you mean? Popularity, notoriety, money, cars, whatever. And some of these big televangelists is going to take into it because these false prophets and false Christ is going to present to them something that their heart is stuck on. You hear what I'm saying? That's why you need to ask the Lord in your prayer, Lord, cleanse my heart. Create me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me. Amen? Because, you know, it's easy for our hearts to get wrapped up on things of this world, which Jesus had been telling us, hey, you need to get out of that. So it's easy for that to happen. Amen? And so, by that being so, he warns us, he said, be careful. And see, we're being warned about these false Christs and false prophets. People, listen, Jesus said, they're going to have power to do stuff. They ain't going to be just talking to you. They're going to be showing stuff. And if you don't, if you're not gotten to a place with the Lord to be able to discern truth from false, you're in trouble. Why do we think the Lord said, pray always? Why do we think that the Lord says, study to show thyself approved? Why do you think that the Lord says, search the scriptures and that you think you have eternal life? Why is he saying that? In vain? Or just for fun? Or he was like, I'm bored, I ain't got nothing else to say, let me say this. No, there was a reason behind that, okay? Why is it that Jesus keep talking to us about getting close to him, drawing close to him, getting to know him? Because when we start getting to know Christ, we begin to know truth. So if anything that is contrary or different or opposite of Christ, we would know it to be false. But because some of God's people is like, well, I'm trying to build my money empire. And once I get that built, I'm going to get all my time to the Lord. Well, what's wrong with that statement? Well, that statement, priority is out of order. Because it should be that getting to know Christ first and everything else come afterward. Okay? So when you got the priority out of order, it will be very easy for these false prophets and false Christ to manipulate you. And so we are warned by Jesus that before his return, we're going to encounter these false Christ and false prophets. Okay? People, it's time to wake up. Okay? Believers, it is time to wake up. Amen. We got to wake up, people. This thing is serious. You know, like I told you guys before, I think I said in part one or on another broadcast, you know, I was talking to a brother one night, and I told the brother, I said, brother, you know what? If you were to come to town and say you're a prophet so-and-so, and I come to town, I'm saying I'm Pastor Nate or Apostle Nate, something like that. I say, you're going to get way more people come see you. Because it's something about the office and the name prophet that makes people, and I know what the sum, what part of the something is, come and flock to him. Because you got people with the thinking that if you're a prophet, all you're going to do is speak the goody good God's going to give me. And you know what in this day and time? Do you know many of them? That's what they do. That's all they do. You know, God said he's going to give you the world. He's going to give you a big house. He's going to give you this and that. Now, don't get me wrong. God will bless his people financially and with material things in this world in his way. But, however, a true prophet of the Lord is not going to be just speaking that. Now, when you read even the Old Testament, every time a prophet showed up, he didn't show up with good speaking, per se, or a good message. Sometimes the prophet showed up with a message of chastisement, a message of calling to repentance. But see, we got many so-called prophets today, they won't deliver such a message because they're afraid of turning people off. Because see, listen, you got people right now in this day and time, they praise prophets. If you are a prophet, they will praise you. They will put you up higher than God. You know who they're like? Many people today, it's like the Mormons. See, the Mormons really had Joseph Smith like he was a god, okay? I remember the last time, this was some years ago, I came across some missionaries, Mormon missionaries. You listen to them, the oldest one always sound like a robot. You had two of them, and they be young when they go out. Like, I think them two that I last encountered was, one was 19, one was 21. And the older one that was 21, he sounded like a computer, a robotic computer. Because all he was saying, the prophet Joseph Smith, the prophet Joseph Smith, the prophet Joseph Smith. The word prophet Joseph Smith went, man, it put the name of, it dominated the conversation. Jesus' name came up every now and then. All was about the prophet Joseph Smith. Amen. I see, that's how the people have gotten today. They've gotten like the Mormons. The Mormons went and like made Joseph Smith God. Well, you got people today, they make a prophet a God. They look at him as God. Okay? So you go around talking about you a prophet. Oh, people eyes on you big time, like you God and whatever you say. Now, once again, many of them who see you as a prophet expect you to speak nothing but the goody good. Now, what makes them fall out with you? If you were to really come in the true words that thus says the Lord, repent of this or repent of that, then we got a problem, Houston. We got a problem. And so, therefore, we have to be watchful of these false Christs and false prophets because the Lord doesn't warn you in vain. Now, some of you guys have gotten warnings from the Lord in dreams or vision or whatever. And you really hadn't taken heed to what he said. I pray that you reconsider, because if you don't, you're going to suffer the consequences. And this is the same thing the Lord is telling us about this warning of false Christ and false prophets. Many of us have not really paid attention. And I'm going to tell you one of the reasons why we ain't paid attention, because we have preached a doctrine that any day now we can be gone. So we don't pay attention because we're looking at, okay, maybe in the morning, I'm going to get up, shoot, I'm going to get snatched up. And you got some people with that expectation that each morning they get up, they're looking to be snatched up and not be here. And find out each time they're still here. You got that. And so if you're going to be gone, there will be no reason for Jesus even warning you about some false Christ and false prophets if you're not going to be here. Amen. But you will. But you will. Glory to God. Glory to God. People, hear this message. It is a message from the Lord. It is very important that you take heed and hear this message from the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. For he is worthy to be praised and to be glorified. Thank you, Lord. False Christ, false prophets. In the end time, Jesus said, you're going to encounter them. Amen. You need to be so wrapped up in the word, so close to Christ, that you will not be deceived, that you may be able to discern the truth from the false. We all need to be, okay? Because what I'm seeing, the Lord has let me see in these last days, even the things that's going on now, okay? You know, he let me see we got to tighten up.
We got to tighten up. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, for your word today, for your spirit. We're grateful today, Lord God, that you have blessed us to assemble to go into the word of God together. And Lord God, we just ask right now that you would just water the seed that have been sown. Bring forth the increase. And to everyone that was listening, Lord God, I pray that they sense the presence of your spirit and that their ears were open to the warning message that was given. So, Lord God, I just thank you. I praise you. I give you glory and honor and praise. I magnify you because you're worthy to be praised. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for all you've been listening. And Lord, say the same. I'll be back tomorrow with another broadcast. Look for the advertisement then. So once again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.